Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be taking a look at what kids are reading about in The Juice. So, for instance, one story that they've got is all about President Trump's trade wars with Canada, Mexico, and China.
Oh, wow.
And the app actually explains how tariffs work.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And it even, you know, explains how those tariffs might affect prices of, you know, just your everyday items.
Like what kind of thing?
Oh, you know, cars produce electronics, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And it goes even further than that. It actually presents different economists' opinions on whether these tariffs ultimately help or hurt the economy.
Oh, so it like provides both sides of the story.
Exactly. And it really gets kids thinking about, you know, economics and how globally interconnected we all are.
Yeah, that's really important for them to understand.
Yeah. And it can, you know, it can be a good way to start a conversation about, you know, how political decisions can have, you know, these ripple effects.
Like the butterfly effect kind of thing.
Exactly.
So a policy that's maybe aimed at protecting certain industries might actually end up hurting consumers in ways they didn't even think about.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, encourages them to think beyond just the headlines.
Definitely.
And then there's this other story that focuses on the government's proposal to house undocumented immigrants at Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, wow. That's a heavy one.
Yeah, and you know, it goes into the history of the location and why it's so controversial.
Mm. Yeah, I can see why that would be a big deal.
Right. So this story could be a good jumping off point to talk about, you know, things like human rights, the legal system,
yeah.
You know, the whole challenge of immigration.
Right.
It even touches on, you know, the historical baggage that certain places carry with them.
Yes, some places have a lot more baggage than others.
For sure. Yeah. And how those associations shape public perception.
That's really interesting.
So, you know, you can even branch out from this and talk about, you know, detention centers in general.
Oh, yeah.
And how they've been used in different contexts, you know, throughout history. So it's really about getting kids to think critically about these issues.
For sure.
Okay, so moving on from international affairs, there's also a story about this decline in reading scores.
Declining reading scores.
Yeah, among fourth and eighth graders in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And this is likely due to all the disruptions from the pandemic.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and this is something that parents and educators are, you know, understandably really concerned about. And the story kind of highlights how lower performing students have been particularly affected.
Right.
But it also offers some positive examples, like there are states that prioritized opening rural schools more quickly. And they actually saw improvements in their scores.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's not all doom and gloom.
No. It sounds like there's some hope there.
Yeah, for sure. And this could be a starting point for a conversation about, you know, educational equity.
Yeah.
And the different approaches to addressing these learning gaps that the pandemic created.
It's definitely a complex issue.
Oh, yeah. With no easy answers.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's important for kids to understand the challenges and be a part of the conversation about how to solve them.
I agree.
So now shifting gears a little bit. Yeah. We're going to talk about individual empowerment, and there's a story that highlights the Pulitzer Center's recognition of student letters advocating for change.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of change are we talking about here?
Oh, you know, things like climate change and racial justice, really important issues.
Yeah. Those are big ones. Yeah. These students are writing letters about that.
Yeah. And what's really powerful about this story is that it gives real examples of young people making their voices heard.
That's so inspiring.
Yeah. And the app actually features excerpts from the winning letters. Like, there's one by an 11th grader who wrote this really moving piece on police accountability.
Wow.
And building trust within communities.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And this could inspire other kids, you know, to think about what issues they care about and how they could, you know, maybe express themselves through writing or other forms of advocacy.
Yeah, or even just start a conversation with their families. You know?
Exactly. It's a great reminder that even young people can contribute to positive change.
For sure.
And then there's this really fascinating story about the orca effect on entire ecosystem in South Africa.
Orca effect. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so basically it explains how two orcas that have a taste for shark liver have kind of this whole chain reaction.
Oh, wow.
So now there are more seals.
And more seals because...
Well, because the orcas are eating the sharks that would normally prey on them.
Oh, I see.
So then that leads to an increased risk of rabies.
Rabies, how does that?
Well, because seals can carry rabies, and with more seals around, there's more chance of it spreading.
Oh.
And then it could even potentially impact endangered penguins.
Wow, so these two orcas are like changing the whole ecosystem?
Yeah, it's a perfect example of the butterfly effect in action.
Right, where one small change can have these huge consequences.
Exactly, and it gives you a chance to talk about the interconnectedness of ecosystems and how even seemingly small human actions can have, you know, big impacts on the delicate balance of nature.
Yeah, we don't always think about that.
We don't, and you know, this story could even be a jumping off point to explore other examples of these ecological ripple effects.
Yeah, like maybe even looking at some local environmental issues.
Exactly. You know, bring it home. Make it relevant to their own lives.
That's a great idea.
Okay, and last but not least, there's this quote from Langston Hughes that the app highlights.
Langston Hughes, I love his work.
Oh, me too. He's great.
Yeah.
And the quote is, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly."
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
It really is.
And Hughes, of course, was a pivotal figure in the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah, his work is so important.
It is. And his words, you know, they still resonate today.
They really do.
So this is a great opportunity to introduce kids to his work and, you know, to the whole context of African-American literature.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it's also a universal message about hope and resilience.
Right.
You know, it could lead to a conversation about the importance of pursuing your dreams even when you face obstacles.
That's such an important message, especially for young people.
It is.
It's about fostering that sense of possibility mm-hmm. and encouraging them to believe in themselves.
Absolutely. So we've covered quite a range of topics here.
We have.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into what kids are reading in The Juice.
My pleasure.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.